Shibuti and George, they stir the pot, spilling all the tea, hiding on the dock. 90-day Fridays, we're telling it all. Laughter and drama, we're having a ball. Coco's heart beats for the older men's charms. Sipping our tea, spilling truth in their arms.
Welcome to 90 Day Fiancé Fridays on a Sunday on Zoom.
We're on Zoom, guys. We're on Zoom. This is very different for me.
Yeah, George has little growing pains, but I think we're going to massage those pains out. No ditty.
No ditty, please. Absolutely no ditty.
And no happy ending after.
No, unless it turns into a good...
Unless it's not at Hong Kong Strip Club.
Yeah, unless it's a Jenny from Toronto story. That's the only way it's allowed.
Yeah. Anyway. I got to be careful of where we're doing that. Or landing strip, only if there's food involved, right?
True. So where do you want to start on tonight's episode?
I mean, I had a lot of fun tweeting about Shekinah's apartment.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of want to talk about Shekinah's apartment, right? So her apartment... Mm-hmm. is a live workspace, as she calls it. So her kitchen is a, what does she do? She's like a
esthetician.
Esthetician.
Yeah.
Office that she cannot cook in because you can't cook in an esthetician office, I guess, because of the smells. The first thing I tweeted out, I was like, oh, this has to be like an illegal like workspace because it doesn't look legal to me to be doing that in some apartment kitchen. But she did say online that it is a licensed residential / business place. So what are y'all's thoughts on her little tiny apartment? Because, you know, she's always given us a very high class lifestyle that we thought that she was living, and come to find out she, in my, not my words, but Sarper, she's living in a room smaller than a hotel room. So how are y'all reacting to that?
Well, my first reaction is, number one, I don't know why I didn't tweet about it, but I definitely should have tweeted about it. But my first reaction is, if the roles were reversed and it was a guy that was doing that, she would be putting up a stink about it. But the fact that she's doing it like that, he has to put up with it. But I think, it shows she's one of those people that puts on a great like Instagram face, but in real life, she's like not.
So did you get a Tiger Lily vibe? Because I was like, oh, you're not as rich as I thought you were. And, you know, I kind of got a Tiger Lily vibe from that.
Yeah, like I said, like it's the vibe where it's like, if you look at their Instagram, they look so rich and blah, blah. And then when you see the real story, they're like, it's a different story.
I'm not saying she's not rich. That apartment in L.A. probably costs $6,000. But like
it's $600,000.
Well, I mean, a month, like $6,000.
Okay.
Like,
okay, yeah.
It's pretty expensive, but the way that she carries herself and her flying back and forth to Turkey and all these surgeries and the way she talks up her life, it was just really interesting to see that she was living the Tiger Lily lifestyle, a one room apartment / hotel room, you know, and talking. Well, Tiger Lily was telling us that she drove a Ferrari, but also was living in a one room hotel room. So I guess Tiger Lily wins for being the fakest rich person on the show, right? I feel like she probably wins.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's a awkward situation where he can't even, you know, he can't even cook breakfast and shit.
Yeah, it was a very strange place because she's like, oh, well, you can't cook, you have to eat out. And, you know, they were both into the health and fitness crap. Remember, they were eating sticks of butter. Also, it's really weird that people who talk about the health lifestyle, he literally teaches fitness classes to get people in shape. He's supposed to eat out every day. You know, that's literally rule number one when you become a health and fitness guru is you never eat out. You literally cook at home.
Mm-hmm. And then, so, I mean, they didn't show it, but is there like an upstairs or what?
The upstairs was the room where they live, and it was like a bedroom, bathroom, and like a closet.
Mm-hmm.
And that was literally the living space. And then the downstairs was like the kitchen, maybe like a little dining area. It was a really small townhouse. Like I've never seen a townhouse that small before. But and another thing that was really weird to me, like Sarper was coming to the US. He doesn't know anybody. He met her sister, which they don't talk to her. And then she was like, "Well, when I have clients, you have to get out of the house. You can't be here because you would be distracting and women won't want you near me or them." Like, where is he supposed to go specifically? Right? Like, he doesn't know anybody. He has no job. He has no money. Clearly, Shekinah has no money. Like, where exactly are they supposed to go? Like, where?
The
Well, is all day, every day? Like, see, that's not for me, Gina. That's
And this
remember,
is
he's a surfer. He had to get like a part-time, like he's working at the gym doing dancing around, I guess, in some of the videos they've shown, but yeah.
Probably a stupid question, but does she not have any like male clients?
She said they're all women. Yeah, when she said I have clients, you can't be here because my clients are all women. She did say that.
I'm surprised she doesn't have any like gay male clients or something.
Well, yeah, because one thing that I did learn about Botox and injections is it's a big deal among men and women, especially in LA. Like men and women get that done. Like for instance, Sean, who's on this season with Aaliyah, there's no chance he hasn't been getting regular Botox and injections because he doesn't look his age. So I'm pretty sure there are male clients that she could have, but maybe she's just not getting the clients. I mean, if I did esthetician work, I would inject anybody who was paying. You know, like I wouldn't discriminate. Money is money, right?
Yeah, I mean, he's shot. I mean, yeah, that could have been a good storyline though, because she could have like male clients and then Sarper would freak out and then he would be like, "You're a hypocrite because I can't have female gym clients, but you could have men." I feel like that could have been a good storyline.
It could be because she's also doing it in her home and she doesn't want obviously unknown men there, right? At the same time, because you don't know what could happen, right? Like,
Oh, I get it. Because
No, that's a valid point.
she was technically a single woman living alone, and then yeah, inviting random
Yeah, and then they would
strangers.
know where she lives and shit.
Yeah, so they could come back later at night. Okay, yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense.
See, Gina, you're not supposed to give us logical logic. We're trying to just be ball busting. I'm kidding.
Same, I get it.
It's
I'm all for the tough love and I'm all for that, but like have to think logically as a woman,
yeah.
like protect themselves at the same time, right? So that's probably the reason why. But boy, would I love to see her have male clients so Sarper can lose his shit too. So
I mean, yeah, I like that idea. I love that in the chat, everyone is talking about the cow that,
Ribeye.
yeah, ribeye, who was living better than most of us in this beautiful, amazing mansion in Los Angeles. And apparently there's a trend in LA. Clearly, I don't live in LA, y'all, because I didn't know about this trend that people have house cows. So how does that work? Because cows stink, right? Because we learn from Jessica and Juan, that when you have cows, it just smells like cow manure everywhere. So how does a house cow work? And how did the cow know? Because she said that the cow let itself out to go to the bathroom. Are cows smart enough to like know when to go outside to use the bathroom? Like, am I missing something?
I don't know, but if
I
we,
don't know. I don't live on a farm.
I wish we had our moo sound effect because I would play it right now. But
Oh yeah, we left our sound effects back there. I forgot
yeah.
about that. That sucks.
I'm just reading the chat, but yeah, that's a good question. That's like news to me. I think that's something we're gonna have to like research for next Friday's episode because I'm not a house cow expert.
Neither am I. I didn't before tonight. I didn't know that people had like house cows. This was new to me. I'm clearly not on the latest trends. Because, you know, I've heard lots of different things. I live in Florida, so I know that there's people that have snakes that live in their house. They raise alligators until they get to a certain age, but I had never heard of people raising cows in their house. So
But
the
what happens once the trend is over? What are you supposed to do with this cow? You're going to give it to the SPCA? You're going to give like it's going to get like is it going to get slaughtered? Like these people like it's just like getting an Easter bunny at Easter for your child, and then after what, a few weeks, there's a tons of Easter like there's a tons of bunnies and chickens at the SPCA.
Well, a lot of people on X said that they assume that they would eat it, Right? I think that's what people were saying. They're like, so I guess when you're done with it, you just eat it. I mean,
I
I don't
mean,
know.
why else name it ribeye?
Oh, yeah. I was like, I'm assuming once you're done with it and you fatten it up and it's big enough, you're gonna eat it. Which is, I'm gonna be real with you. I can't eat anything that I raised. So, like, if I had a pet, if it was my pet for even a week, I would never be able to eat it. So when people,
So, I mean, my question is, it's like a cat, it's like a calf, right? Or something, but like, won't, so is it gonna grow? It's gonna be a dumb question, but like, is it gonna grow into a big ass cow or what?
well, yeah, that's what happens to the calves. I don't think that there's like mini, you know how there's miniature horses? I don't think it's miniature cows. I think they all become a cow or a bull, right? And
No, some of, no, but that's the question though. Is there people in the chat are saying
oh,
it's,
wait, you're right. Judy says it's a miniature cow. So maybe that's it's full size. I didn't
yeah,
know that.
someone, yeah, because we didn't, I didn't have a chance to research this, so someone fills in. So, yeah, Judy, tell us more information than you know, because this is all new to us. But that's kind of the million-dollar question. I don't want to sound stupid, so I don't know. We'll figure it out, but I don't know the answer to the whole house cow situation.
Yeah, I
There are
don't know.
miniature cows, actually.
See, I didn't know that. So now I feel really dumb because I thought all cows grew to be full like cows. So, because I know they're miniature horses, right? They're literally the little horses that are full size. They look like a pony. So I didn't even know. So maybe that's the whole vibe. You get a miniature cow because it'll never grow any bigger than what we just saw tonight. And that's more manageable. I'm still it's not. I don't also what's the licensing and like permit thing, because I know in Florida you can have weird animals, but you got to have a permit for it. So it's like, how do you permit that? And also, wouldn't your neighbors get mad? Because if it's shitting all over your yard, like your neighbors are gonna smell that. So like, you imagine you have a $10 million house in Hollywood, and somebody next door has a cow, and it just smells like shit all day. Like I would be so angry.
Yeah, by the way, real
Free
quick,
fertilizer for everybody.
let me read some of Judy the comments, because we actually get with this situation, we actually see our comments a lot easier, like live comments. So let me read some. Judy says they don't grow as big as regular cows on a farm. They're kind of like specialty cows. Elena says they're called micro cows, apparently. So yeah, so they're micro cows.
Oh, well, see, this is why they call it the learning channel, y'all, because I didn't know that. I assumed every baby cow turned into an actual cow, right? Like I didn't know that. So I guess it is more manageable because if you want to get real technical, some dogs get that size, right? The size of that little cow. But yeah, so I was a little shocked by Shekinah's living situation, and I'm assuming once she got remarried, because you know she's marrying Sarper, I'm assuming that the ex-husband that she was using for money, the owner of the big hotel chain, I'm assuming that he told her to get her ass a job, because now all of a sudden she has a job. Because you remember way back in the day when she came on the show for at first, she said that her job was she got paid to go to parties in LA. Y'all remember that? Now all of a sudden she's got like an actual job. She's an esthetician. So I'm assuming that her ex-husband eventually or finally kicked her off of his wallet, his payroll, because I mean she is like literally moving in or moving another man in her apartment. So I'm assuming that's why she's in this tiny little apartment, because whatever he was paying for before, he's not paying for anymore.
Yeah, but I think I'm just saying though, like the point I was making earlier though is, she's a hot chick, so she gets to get away with a lot more. So I'm just saying, like, if a guy flew in his like Turkish babe, and then he took her to his house, and then he had his whole living room was like his work, and she wasn't able to cook, she would be pretty pissed, right?
Well, yeah, girls can get away with a lot more because if a guy did it, he would be this weird, creepy, strange kidnapper, right? But like, since she lured him over to her little tiny one room apartment, it's different because she's got boobs.
Well,
Because
just remember how she reacted with his apartment, seeing his old bed, seeing his bottle display.
so what was the deal with the P27 hoodie? Does anyone know what P27 means? So Stevie's dad was wearing a hoodie and it said P27 on it, and I have no idea what that means. It does it
Oh,
have
somebody said it was like Psalms 27 or some shit.
oh, so it's a Bible verse. Oh, okay. Because yeah, I was definitely like trying to figure out what the P27 was, because I was like, what does that mean? Is it something offensive? Like I couldn't figure it out, but that makes sense. The meeting with Stevie and Mahdi and everything, it went better than I thought. I think Mahdi has like worst case scenario syndrome. He always assumes that things are going to be really bad, and I think that he makes himself really nervous and fidgety and crazy. Because the situation wasn't that bad. Like when he arrived and he saw that there was an axe, because you know, when you live in this in the South, you cut your own wood up for your bonfire and stuff. So there's like axes and sledgehammers and outdoor equipment. There's usually a tractor trailer. You know, I grew up in the South. So he saw all that stuff when he arrived, and he just automatically assumed that they were going to use that to slaughter him. So I was like, yeah, you gotta he's definitely a worst case scenario type person he thinks of, because he's like, oh, I've seen movies like Texas Chainsaw Massacre. And I was like, yeah, those are movies. I was like, we don't actually have people chasing people around at night with chainsaws. Like, I don't know what you've read about the US, but that's a movie, you know? Like when unless you're at Halloween Horror Nights, there's typically no one chasing you around with a chainsaw at night with like a mask on.
Yeah, like I posted my tweet on Instagram, and of course, Maddie like immediately replied in the comment section.
Oh my
Oh, you should tell
gosh.
him about marshmallows.
I can't. Why is he so sensitive? And it's like anybody says anything about him, he's like running to defend himself. Like he's never gonna make it in reality TV with that type of attitude. Sometimes you have to let shit go. And
Yeah, exactly. Because at some point, it's like people, if the goal is that people to talk about you, if you like have to respond every time, people eventually gonna stop talking about you.
or he's gonna delete his Instagram, or he's gonna delete his social media. It's gonna be one or the other. If he's not able to take the criticism, he's gonna delete his social media. I don't remember who it was, but somebody did that. They were on the show, and they midway through the season, they couldn't take the criticism, and they deleted all their social media, and they just disappeared. Because you're either strong enough for this social media reality TV world, or you're not. There's no in between, and I feel like he's not strong enough. If you have to explain everything to everyone that they say, and no one can have any assumptions that you don't justify, then you're not made for this world.
Yeah. I mean, do you want me to read what he said, or do we care? I don't
Well, what did he wait, first of all, what did you say?
know. Okay, I could read what I said and then I could read what he said.
Yeah, let's see what the interaction was.
Okay, hold on, let me pull up my Instagram real quick.
Oh yeah, Judy, you're right. It was the guy from South Africa. He deleted all his social media. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
No, the guy, which guy?
Judy, what was his name?
The guy that was with the Holly or something, or someone else.
Oh, I know who you're thinking of. Judy said it was the guy from South Africa. Yeah, with the guy with Holly. It was midway through the season too. They hadn't even gotten to the tell-all. Yeah, but it was the guy from Holly, and they were in South Africa. So, I guess we're gonna head on over to Bald Head Island, North Carolina, because that's where Mina and Mark went to meet up with Jordan and her boyfriend Caleb. Was anybody surprised that Caleb was was Caleb? I don't want to say too much, but
What
yeah, were y'all surprised by that?
do
you mean?
He was of the darker persuasion.
Oh.
Was anybody surprised by that? It caught me off guard because I Mark lived in New Hampshire and all his neighbors were white and everything. And then we met Jordan, and for some weird reason, I thought that Jordan didn't like Mina maybe because she was a black stripper. But that's clearly BS because she's clearly with a black man. So I didn't have everything down. Right, because I was like, oh, well, that's definitely not her issue because she clearly has no issue with any nationality or whatever. So it caught me off guard a little bit.
I mean, I guess, but I don't know. Do you think the daughter, if you think if they weren't recording, the daughter would have been that much of a bitch, or she was just playing it up for the TV?
I don't know. I feel like that's who she really is because as I was listening to her tonight, at first, I thought she was worried about her inheritance, you know, because she works for this company that her dad and her brother started. But it was more so she was saying stuff like, well, now you're not going to have time for me because you have your own daughter or another daughter. And she's like, I didn't want any more siblings. I kind of feel like she just wanted her dad to be single and just available for her at all times. It almost is like she wanted her dad to die alone. Like, I think she might actually be jealous of Mina, but not because she might get half of his money. I don't think it has anything to do with that. I think that she just wanted her dad all to herself, if that makes any sense.
I don't know. It's so, but they work together, correct?
Yes, he's the pilot and she works in sales, so she helps book the flights that her dad accepts. And then her brother also works at the company in sales. So there's only three employees in the whole company, and it's literally a family business. Everybody in that business works for that company or is in that family. So, and I thought that was her motivation for being so rude at first. And but now I don't know if it's that. I don't it more so seemed like, because she was like, well, what if I have kids? I don't want you having kids when I have kids. It was more so that she has main character syndrome. And she just doesn't like the idea that something else could be going on with other people and it doesn't involve her.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like she's worried of losing the assets of that business.
I mean, I think that has a little bit to do with it, but I think her m real motivation is more so that she didn't want her dad to start a new family. And so I think her dad is not dead. He's still alive. He still has years ahead of him. If he wants to start a new family, he can. And what's weird, she's pissed off at Mina because she's like, you had another kid with him and it, like, he didn't participate. Like, he wasn't part of it. Like, he didn't impregnate her. You know, like, it was just a weird vibe out there.
It was weird when she was like, she was kind of, I forget who she was bitching out, but she was like, I guess it was he's bitching out the French chick, but she was basically saying, Jordan was basically saying like, you better not be having another kid with him. Like, how dare you? You're my age and shit.
Well, right. Like, if as though Mina's the only one participating in that act. Because I was like, why are you so angry with this woman? Your dad is he is in a willing participating relationship with her. And if they are having more kids, he's fine with it. And even if he's not fine with it, he's in participating. Right. So like, even because I don't think her dad wanted any more kids, because the way that Mark explained it tonight, he was like, you only live once. Is how he explained how Maria got here. And I was like, YOLO is not a good enough reason to bring a person into this world. But I think at this point, he wants what he wants, and Mina's what he wants. And whatever she, throws his way, he's willing to give that to her. So again, Jordan's pissed at the wrong person. Her dad is the one that brought her into their lives. He had a kid with her. He moved her to the US. He started a new family. Yeah, but I don't understand why she's so angry with her. I feel like the real person behind all of these issues is her dad.
It's maybe because she's the youngest and the only girl, and she's playing that card as well.
And
Well, she
Sasha.
was the youngest from like the first marriage. She's not
Well, yeah, she ain't the
the
youngest no more. She got a little
youngest
sister. Well, Sasha says that he can consult his daughter as it impacts her life, but it's still his life. So how do y'all feel? Do y'all feel like Mark should have consulted his kids and was like, hey, I met this woman in France and she's pregnant, or we're talking about having a kid? Do you think that that's a necessary conversation? I feel like since he's 58, he doesn't have to tell anybody that he's thinking about impregnating someone. I feel like after you turn, a certain age, you don't have to consult with anyone. If you're single, you're not married, you don't really have to consult with anybody.
No, his life, his rules.
Yeah, I mean, because yeah, they're because it's not like the daughter is like it's not like the daughter is like 10 years old or something, you know what I mean?
Well, yeah, like when we talk about little kids, like Liz has a little daughter. That is a different situation because I want to say Riley's what, 9 or 10 years old. That's a way different situation than a 27-year-old who's already married and living on her own. Because remember, he lives in New Hampshire. This girl, Jordan, lives in Florida. They're not even living on the same coast, like on the same time zone, damn near. They're literally on different sides of the country. So she's making it seem like this is going to impact her life. But I don't know how much will it impact your life if y'all don't even live in the same state, you know?
But yeah, I feel like the fact that Jordan's a grown ass woman. I feel like, yeah, I think he should do whatever the fuck he wants, and she should just shut the fuck up.
I mean, I like what Sasha said, that he could have consulted and have a conversation. Having a conversation, is a good thing. You should be open. It's not a notion, it's not a negotiation, right? He's not gonna ask permission, but it is nice to have a open conversation with people that you love, because they do work together, they earn their money together and everything. So it would be nice if there's no animosity in the workplace. Oh, and Alina, that's a good question. Alina says, how is his health? Is he going to be around long enough to care for another baby? That's a good question, because let's be honest, Mark is 58, he looks 68. So we would want to know, is he going to be around long enough to take care of that baby? Because the baby should have their child at least until high school graduation. Like, that's an absolute bare minimal. If you're going to have a child, they should have both parents present when they graduate from high school. I feel like that's like the least that a parent can do for their child. So you're right. If he's had a heart attack before, or if he had health issues before, that is something that you should take into consideration before you go having a bunch of kids.
I think she was more like, I think with Jordan, she's just like, well, I want you to be a grandpa, not a
Not
dad
again.
and a grandpa at the same time. It's either one role or the other.
But I feel like being a dad and a grandpa at the same time is better, because they're basically the same job. Like, because if he's being a dad to Maria, and say Jordan has a child around the same age, it's you're basically it's two birds, one stone type job, right? Because being a dad and a grandpa is basically the same thing. I mean,
I
I'm
don't know. I feel like I'm not saying what Jordan was saying wasn't like her real feelings, but I feel she's playing up her bitchiness for the show.
me, yeah, I think that she wants to be the Megan. We have Megan and Jessica in one throuple situation. I think she wanted to be that overly exerted person in someone else's relationship. Kind of like how Megan is. Megan is that overly exerted friend who's telling, one to stop cheating on Jessica when Jessica is already cool with it. Like, there is always that one friend who doesn't know how, because a lot of people on X were like, he's not cheating on you. Why are you crying? Like, they didn't understand why there was so much emotion coming from Megan. It's like, he didn't cheat on you. Y'all aren't even in a relationship. So like, you need to step back. Because if she's cool with him cheating, then you just got to be cool with it too.
Yeah, I said that on your podcast and she was there. I was like, oops, well, you know, it's going to be what it's going to be.
Well, we found out tonight that one did, well, kind of last week, we found out that one did cheat on Jessica, and I got a little clarity. So Megan was on my podcast earlier. She said that it was a year and a half before she got pregnant, or whatever. So the timeline was, he cheated when their relationship was very, very, very fresh. There was no K-1 visa, there was no baby, there was no engagement. They were just talking, they were dating. And that's when the cheating took place. So it wasn't like she was pregnant and he cheated on her, or they had a K-1 visa process or in process and he cheated on her. It was really, really early on in the relationship. But when I asked Megan I was like, did you know that he cheated on her before this taping? And I couldn't really get a straight answer. So I'm assuming that Megan found out sometime after, but before this taping. So I'm assuming probably when they did the Love in Paradise recording, she might not have known, but sometime in between that and this, she probably knew that he cheated on her.
Yeah, you can hear me, right, by the way?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, now Megan, I feel like Jordan and Megan were doing the same role, which is the stirring up shit for the show.
Well, yeah, they were trying to make a bad situation worse. Trying to make it look worse. And if you're in a, how many times has this happened? I've told y'all this story a million times. I had a close friend of the family, well, they were a part of the family, who were in a relationship with this guy. The guy was cheating on her. He was abusing the person, and they would tell us everything. And then I told y'all, 1 year for Thanksgiving, they all show up and they're all happy and they're all lovey-dovey, and everyone is at the table looking like, which one of us is gonna punch him, right? But we couldn't get involved because she wanted to work it out. She accepted that he was a cheating idiot, and it's like, who are we to tell her that she can't be with this person? And that's kind of how, Megan is and Jordan. You can't tell people who to love. They can love anybody, whether it's an idiot or not.
I don't think we should take them too seriously, because again, I think they're just characters to spice up the show.
Well, yeah, I think that they're giving a narrative. They're saying, oh, you should make sure that you're really upset and you should cry and you should be, wondering how he's treating her. They're building a narrative for the show. And, Juan and Jessica are married. They got a kid. He's been here for a really long time. So I think, like it's kind of like the Stacy and Florian thing where she's mad that he cheated on her in like 1999 or I'm sorry, like in 2019 or 2017, and they're still talking about it to this day. Like it's not important. It's just a part of a narrative that's going to make the show more interesting.
Yeah, by the way, I never read the Mahdi message, did I? Because we got interrupted.
So yeah, I wanted to know what you said and then what he yeah, not 1999. I don't even think Florian was born yet. I mean, 1990 or 2019. Yeah, but I want to know what you said and then what he said back to you.
Okay, yeah, give me a second. Let's see. So I said my tweet was well, first of all, to contextualize my tweet, he was saying, well, hold on, I could actually pull up all the screenshots, but he was saying from the show, this is like from the show, it said like when you turn on the news, there's always Iranians chanting like death to America, these kinds of things. And then, so then my caption said, what pisses me off is Mahdi just met her dad. Why utter these things as the first thing out of your mouth? It always feels like he says what he thinks the producers want to hear. So that's what you may see on the news. This is your opportunity to debunk that cliche with what it's really like. And then he hopped in the comments per usual. So let me pull up his tweet. Hold on. And then he says, like, I think you should have included the sentence before that. He says, I said, quote, I know when you turn on the news, end quote, and then these pictures. So yeah, if you delete my previous sentence, I totally get why you'd be pissed, and I'd be pissed too. Also, after that, I clarified that as a normal Iranian, I've never done that. I'll assume leaving out my first sentence was just an accident, because if it wasn't, that would be straight up manipulating the story, Shabuti. That was his response to me. And then I replied back. I was like, since I don't edit or direct the show, three screenshots don't work for a tweet. I don't think the first sentence, quote, when you turn on the news, changes my point, though. And I said, I'll just assume that you set them straight and it ended up on the cutting room floor. So that was my response.
Well, you should also advise him or make a meme that most marshmallows are made from pig gluten. So I like to know how that would backfire on him.
Oh, that's a good interesting thing.
Yeah, they're not for his religion, you can't eat anything from a pig and they're not kosher. But well, Cocoa Puff says his attitude is real American. Like, I feel that way. I do. I feel like he has a chip on his shoulder and he's always highly defensive. And it's really interesting because he says really racist, horrible things about America pretty openly, right? Every time he opens his mouth, he has something really horrific to say about America. But then when anyone mentions Iran in a negative way, he thinks that that's extremely offensive for them to say. It's just
Well,
a really.
he said in the preview next week that if they don't get married, he's still staying in America.
Well, how would
Yeah.
that work? Because he can't.
I don't know. Student visa, I don't know.
Also,
Because
do you think that that was his main goal, just to get over here?
I don't know. That's what he said on the preview for next week. If we don't end up getting married, I'm gonna still end up staying.
So my theory on that is like, I feel like, and the producers always like ask them kind of leading questions. So I feel like the producers ask him, hey, do you miss your family? Could you ever see yourself going back? And it's like, I think it's once he's like, if you ask him the question, he's gonna be say, yeah, of course I miss my family. And yeah, like I would hate to never see them again. So then the producers spin that into him saying to Stevie, like, hey, I don't like I can see myself going back or something. I feel like it's like I think it's like producer driven.
I mean, yeah, they sometimes will bait you to say certain things so they can cut and paste it together. They'll ask you a question and then you'll answer it. But say you answer it in four sentences, they'll cut those four sentences into one sentence and then they'll play what they want you to say to get it in there. That's happened a lot. But I think that the way that he sees America and then the way, because one thing that he said that was really weird to me, he was like, well, I'm a normal Iranian and we would never do that or say that. But every time he's here, he's like, well, in Iran, we wouldn't do that. We wouldn't do that. We wouldn't do that. And I was like, but you keep saying you weren't like them. Because his whole thing is, well, I'm not like that. That's just how everyone else is. I'm not one of those people that says death to America or whatever. But then afterward, when he's talking, he's like, he says it as though he's not speaking in the third person. He's just speaking how things were. So it's very confusing. I was like, either you were part of the problem or you weren't, right? Like, you, I don't understand where he's trying to put himself, because he says really horrible things. He's like, oh yeah, we would burn their flag, and you know, we did this and we couldn't stand it. And then, but at the same time, he's like, but that wasn't us. I was like, well, if it wasn't you, why do you keep bringing it up? You know, like, it's weird that you're bringing it up. I don't know. That's like a bunch of white people walking around saying, yeah, we were all slave owners, but not us. We didn't do it, but a bunch of other people. No one would ever speak that way, right? Like, you wouldn't want to put yourself in the same category as something that you don't agree with.
No, yeah, that's why I feel, but I feel like it's that's all for the show. Like, when he keeps bringing up like cliches and shit, I feel like that's all the producers are like kind of needling him to do that.
I hope so. I really, really hope that that's what's going on, because I don't want to think that he means any of the stuff he says, you know, because he says some pretty offensive stuff, right? It's a little scary, because it's like he says things that are just awful, and then it's like, oh yeah, but where I'm from, that's just how it is. And it's like, you know, you can live somewhere and disagree with the way that things are done, the political things or the cultural things. You don't have to just abide by it just because it's what's going on around you. You can still be your own person. I like this one comment. Why didn't the dad ask if he was a virgin? And I thought that would have been a good question to ask, because you know, in his religion, they're supposed to be a virgin until married. So I thought that would have been a good question to ask, because we still to this day don't know. I mean, I automatically think he's not, but I think that it's important that we should know that.
Now, what did you think when he offered him like pork?
Well, that's okay. So I grew up in a cult where we couldn't eat pork, we couldn't eat anything like that. But when I met random people that weren't a part of it, they didn't know that. So I got offered pork and crawfish and all types of stuff I wasn't supposed to have. I don't fault them for that, because they're not a part of the cult that I was in. So I mean, the dad probably didn't know he was Muslim, but at the same time, is it his, is other people's responsibility to know what you can and can't have, or is it your responsibility to say no? So I don't fault the dad for first offering that to him, because I grew up in a cult where we couldn't eat anything. If it wasn't vegetarian, if it didn't grow from the ground, if it didn't have fins and scales, we couldn't eat it. So I was offered food all the time that I wasn't supposed to have. I couldn't get mad at the people who did it, because they weren't in a weird cult. They didn't know. It was my issue. So I had to
Why
deal with it.
wouldn't you just give her dad the heads up? Like, hey, he can't have pork, by the way, right
Well,
prior.
the dad, she keeps saying the dad didn't know he existed until a couple of days ago.
Yeah, that's true. But then
Yeah.
that's what your research, that's what Google is for. What can you eat? What can't you eat? Right? Like, be
Oh
more
no, if I'm
educated
inviting
about it.
somebody over to my house and I just found out they existed 2 days ago, I'm probably not gonna like make sure that I have exactly what they eat, because I don't know them yet. I don't know, I don't know anything about them. So I don't know. I don't fault a dad for having pork. I grew up in Louisiana. Everybody eats pork and crawfish and shrimp and crabs, or lobster or crab, frog legs. You know, everybody eats weird stuff down there. So I don't fault the dad for that.
Yeah.
But do you
Well,
think
I
the
also
do you
think,
do
sorry, go ahead.
and I was like, do you think the producers were like, yeah, we definitely have to have like make sure pork is on the menu, because it'll be good TV.
Maybe, but I mean, down south, pork is usually on the menu. So I don't think they really had to go too far off.
But it wouldn't shock me if a producer was like, hey, you all cook what you all want. I'm gonna bring us my own side dish, and then the side dish the producer brings is some pork.
Yeah, Pineapple Girl, that's a good point too, because she Pineapple Girl says, has he ever actually said he's Muslim? And as far as I remember, no. I know Stevie said that he was Muslim. I've never actually heard Mahdi say anything about being Muslim or his Muslim religion. Have you?
I mean, he might be more like a non-practicing, probably maybe like a non-practicing Muslim, you know?
So here's my theory. I think that in Iran, you can get punished for not abiding by certain rules. And I think so. Maybe he was a Muslim by force, because if you weren't a Muslim and you lived in Iran, maybe there was like penalties, or you could get in trouble or hurt. So I'm assuming that he's a Muslim by culture, but I don't think he is a Muslim. If that does that make sense? Like
Yes.
I feel like he's never wanted to be a Muslim, but I know in certain countries they will arrest you for not abiding by their religious cultures. So I think that he was a Muslim while he was there because it was illegal to not be, if that makes sense. So
Yeah, it makes sense.
now that he's here, he's his own person. I don't think that it's now that there's no physical or penalties or issues for not being one, I think he would be perfectly fine not being one.
Yeah, I think at this point he doesn't give a crap about that.
That's kind of how I am. I was raised in a religious cult, so when I got out of it, I was just happy to be a human being that could make my own choices, right? Like, and I didn't have a choice. If I didn't do it, you know, my whole family was a part of it, and I didn't want to get in trouble. So I feel like he was probably in that type of situation in his cult. In certain cultures, you have to follow their religion and their practices, or there's penalties, and it could go from prison to death, you know, depending on how severe the countries take that. So he probably doesn't talk about it because he never wanted to be one in the first place.
Yeah, I agree. All right, what other couples haven't we talked about?
Oh yeah, we talked about Mina and oh, we talked about Juan and Jessica, right? I think we did. Yeah, we talked
A
about
little bit, yeah.
yeah, we
Megan.
touched base.
Let me check my live tweets that
We don't need to talk
always.
about Highlighter. Oh yeah, we did talk about Highlighter. Shekinah and her
Yeah, we
kids.
talked about them first because we got to talk about her little tiny apartment. Oh, we haven't talked about the throuple.
Oh yeah, we didn't
Oh
talk about
yeah.
them yet.
Yeah, we didn't talk about the throuple. So Gina, you and I were having a conversation about this earlier because Matt banged Annie while Amani was sleeping, and it seems to be an issue. And then we were having this conversation. I was like, so if you're in a throuple, you all are dating each other. Is it a necessary thing to have all three people present when you're having sex? And again, we don't know what the rules are. So, because I was under the impression if you're all dating each other, if one person isn't there, that's not considered cheating, or you don't need permission because you're all in a relationship. But it kind of seemed like Amani looked at it as it's a respect thing, and you know, you should get permission. Well, she said basically to Matt, you should get permission from me to have sex with her, which I think is really strange. Like, why would you need permission to have sex with your girlfriend? Because they literally says she is her girlfriend and his girlfriend, and they're looking to literally move in together, raise their kids together, and be married and live as a throuple. Why would one of them need permission to be with another one? That's the weird. That's like a guy with multiple wives. Then if you have, say, for instance, he has three wives, then one of the three wives has to ask one of the other wives if she can have sex with the husband. That doesn't make sense. Y'all are all in the relationship together.
Yeah, no, none of it made sense. And then Imani or whatever got butthurt that Annie or whatever didn't tell her family about her, right?
Yeah, so she didn't tell her 20-something-year-old son that she was in a relationship with Amani. She told him that she was in a relationship with Matt. That was her boyfriend, but with not Amani, which was another weird spin that she gave tonight, where she's like, oh, my family is very, very Catholic, and I don't think that they would accept me in a throuple. I was like, but don't you dance buck naked on a pole? So are they totally fine with, like, when you're Catholic, I'm pretty sure dancing on a pole is not acceptable, as well as being in a throuple is not acceptable. So I was really confused by her logic, because she was like, yeah, my family wouldn't accept me being, you know, in a relationship with a man and a woman. I was like, but are they fine with you dancing at Hong Kong strip club? Because it's not even really a strip, it's basically a brothel. You know, like,
Yeah, like
yeah,
allegedly,
allegedly.
potentially more
Yeah,
than
like,
dancing.
I feel like the throuple thing would be a little more accepting. Like, I would be more accepting of that because you're in a relationship with just two people that you are committed to, rather than working at a club where for $200, you do whatever they want. You know, like, so I was really confused by that, because I was like, so her family is mad. Well, they wouldn't understand the throuple thing, but they're cool that, you know, you basically work in a brothel every night. Like, I don't
Well,
know.
what did I say on the live? It's because she's probably supporting them as well. So at that point, if she's a hustler, she's bringing in the money. They don't care how it comes in. Well,
Yeah,
that's
to me, I don't know. To me, I think it's gonna be that thing where it's just gonna be like it's gonna blow up in their faces, and then it's gonna fizzle, and then.
Well, honestly, I thought it was gonna start hitting the fan tonight, because Amani seems really upset when she found out Matt had sex with Annie while she was sleeping. And I thought that's when the initial fight was going to start, but she played it cool. Nothing really happened at that point. I thought that's where the big fight was going to come in.
Yeah. I don't know, but yeah, it just seemed like Amani was just in like a super bitchy mood, and then Matt felt all awkward because both the women were like ganging up on him, and it just seemed like a train wreck.
Wait, Cocoa Puff says, did Matt get approval to meet Liz at her job? So that meeting happened before Matt was on the show.
Yeah, he just seeked her out as a fan.
Yeah, so obviously if he was filming at the time, he probably would have needed approval to go hang out with her. But since there's no cameras there, it's not really an approval thing. But yeah, that meeting between Liz and Matt was before they, I think, even started filming his season.
Yeah.
Coco said I meant approval from his wife. I don't think he would need approval to just go speak to
Yeah, and
him.
I don't think they had like I don't think it wasn't like a 4-hour lunch they had. I think they like chatted for like 5 minutes or something.
Yeah, I think she was working a shift and he might have ordered a drink and a sandwich and talked to her while he was there. I don't think it was anything more than that. And I don't think that, I think Amani was talking more so about having sex with people than like just talking to people. And it's just that whole thing was weird though, because if y'all are all in a relationship, you don't need permission. Like that's not like if you're trying to sleep with somebody and y'all like say for instance you want to have a threesome, then that's a permission thing. You and your spouse need to be okay with y'all inviting a third random person and yeah, approval and permission is needed. But if y'all are all dating each other, you don't need approval or permission. That's literally your lifestyle. Right.
Yeah,
Yeah.
but like from reading online and stuff like that, and again, I haven't been in a throuple and nor do I want that situation. It just says basically like rules and like boundaries have to be set with open communication type of BS.
I don't think that they really want to be in a throuple. I think that.
Oh, by the way, George, we can talk about it now or Friday, but then there's this Reddit posts where I guess their former au pair like trashed them allegedly. You know what I'm
Yeah, I
talking
heard
about?
about that. Yeah, so there's like a nanny that used to live with them, and they basically wrote this crazy rant on Reddit, saying, I know
Do, should we
exactly.
save that for Friday or?
How long have we been on now? I know we don't usually go too long on Sundays, so
At least I feel like we've done an hour already, no?
yeah, we might not have time to get into it tonight.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's this Reddit post, and this person basically said, I'm not scared. Like, I'm gonna show people who these people really are, right?
Yeah, I haven't posted it on my pages yet, but I'll probably post it and then y'all can read the tea.
I mean, everybody has their opinion of them because they've been on more than one reality TV show, and they came up with this weird, crazy, unbelievable throuple story, and it kind of seems like they just want to be on TV, kind of like for Tiger Lily and Adnan. Like it's too outrageous to be realistic. It's just two people who want to get a bunch of followers online. So
Yeah. And then let me go through my live tweets again because I feel like I missed something.
the
Let me just
Burger King guy,
say what?
the Burger King guy.
We didn't talk about them either. The Aaliyah, the Burger King guy. But just real quick, so did you think, and apparently that's not Stevie's mom, but it's the dad's girlfriend or whatever, but did you like my Phil Spector meme?
Oh yeah, I saw that. I wasn't familiar with Phil Spector, but I know who he is now.
True.
I had
I
to
feel
look
like
it up.
I felt like that was a banger meme. And then did you like my meme where I said it was with the Mark and the mean Mark and Mina or whatever? And I said, damn, did when they left the child on the airplane, and I said, damn, did they go to the Jasmine School of Parenting?
Yeah, I saw that. That was, and I was like, damn, that is so accurate. Because, and also, I threw Larissa in there too. Because I was like, if it was a master class, it would be taught by Jasmine, Larissa, and Shekinah. Right? It would just be the three of these women teaching you, like, let's teach you how to put yourself first when you have more than one child. Number one, leave them in the airplane. Number two, leave them in Panama. Number three, forget their names. Like, they would literally give you a master class on how to be the world's worst mothers.
And yeah, and then just remind me when the Burger King guy was talking, was that his mom that he was talking to?
Yeah, that 86-year-old woman was his
Okay.
mother.
True. Oh, there's a funny meme. I'll have to post it, but I think Cocoa Puff was in here. She did like the Burger King guy, but she put like a what's it called? A leprechaun hat on him for like St. Patrick's
Oh, I didn't see it. So
Oh, I'm
yeah,
gonna I'll probably post it. It's her meme, but I'll post it and tag her. But there's a funny meme of the Burger King guy with the leprechaun hat.
and in the future episodes, there's a share feature. So when we're talking about photos, memes, and Reddit posts and things like that, we'll be able to share it to everyone in here so you'll be able to see it while we're talking about it.
Yeah, well, and then we'll also, I'm gonna beef up the security for our next thing.
Yeah, I apologize to anyone that saw that. That was extremely. Oh my God, Pineapple was right. I forgot Karini in the Bad Mom Masterclass. You're right. Karini would actually be one of the higher up because her kids were actually removed by the state. So yeah, she might be like the professor of the masterclass.
He'd be
But
the principal.
yeah, she's the principal. She's in charge. Like if you really want to be a bad mom, you got to talk to Karini because her kids were permanently taken away. But
And
yeah, I
now
think.
she's doing a freaking GoFundMe too for God knows what.
Oh yeah, for $50,000, guys, Karini is doing a GoFundMe. If you haven't seen it, she's asking for $50,000. She wants to be reunited with her family in Brazil, and she wants you to pay for it. So, wait, she's pregnant? I didn't know that. Apparently, Lana and Pineapple Girl said that Karini is pregnant again.
Yeah, I saw the photo, but I feel like I saw the photo, but I feel like didn't I post something from Paul like a few months ago that's he said it that I posted? Oh, yeah. I think and I think it was like it was kind of an exclusive post of mine because I think Paul posted about her being pregnant like on his private like OnlyFans that someone sent me. Like tech he left it as a message on his OnlyFans. So yeah, she's pregnant, but I feel like I broke that story like
Is this
several
the
months ago.
same pregnancy? Like this is the same one?
I assume it's the same pregnancy because it wasn't that long ago that I posted about it.
Oh, I mean you never know with people because you can like terminate pregnancies and stuff, so you never know.
But
Wait.
this is the first time where you see her pregnant belly, but I feel like as far as news wise, I broke whether people want to admit it or not, I broke that story like a few months ago.
Oh
Well,
yeah.
I want to say break the story. I mean, like, he posted it privately to his OnlyFans people, and then someone sent it to me. So, yeah, but I still was the first person to post it.
All right, so clarification. Pineapple Girl says she doesn't want to be reunited with her family in Brazil. She says now Paul's cousin, who has custody of the kids, wants child support. So that is the reason that the GoFundMe is up for $50,000. That seems high, but I don't understand how you would get child support because they were given permanent custody. So when you receive permanent custody by the state, you can't charge the birth parents child support because they're no longer legally attached to those children. So that doesn't make any sense at all.
I don't know, but I actually want to survive $50,000, so.
Yeah, 50 grand. I think that number probably came from where because Michael got around 50 grand. So
Wasn't like wasn't S. Scott's thing for 50,000?
it was only up for like 10 minutes, but
No, but was it 35,000 or
I think it
50,000?
was $35,000.
Okay,
And
gotcha.
then it literally was up for like 10 minutes. And I don't know if he deleted it or the GoFundMe company deleted it. I don't know what that situation was. Oh, so they say she's actually saying she's scared she may be deported, so she doesn't want to go back to her family. Oh, wow. And people are saying that the cousin can't ask for child support. No, the cousin cannot. If you receive permanent custody in a situation where CPS was involved and they removed the children from the parents, and then you are granted 100% custody, full custody of these children. You're now their legal guardian. The actual birth parents now have no legal rights to the children anymore. So now you have no legal rights to child support. So I don't know what story she's telling people. I don't know what's going on with that. Oh, so I think Scott's was 30K, but now he got a $200,000 a year job in New
I
York.
mean, you gotta take Scott's shit with a grain of salt sometimes.
Yeah, I heard about his new job and his $200,000 and the 20,000 cinema. I don't know what to say about that. You know what he reminds me of? Josh Cedar. At this point, anything that comes out of their mouth, you just don't even bother because who knows? It makes you wonder if people are even capable of telling the truth anymore. When it comes to those type of people, nothing is even remotely true anymore. It's all just for attention. Well, oh shit. Pineapple Girl says a grain of salt. You mean a Costco sized bottle of salt?
Yeah. Yeah. And I feel
Oh.
like what?
Zeeb's mom says, I work for social services. Her rights have to be terminated for that to be the case. Wait, so Zeeb's mom, does that mean that? Okay, so if the children were removed from her care by the state, CPS, and then given to another set of parents, and they were fully adopted. Okay, so if the rights are terminated and the kids were adopted, then no child support. Yeah, that was my question, because that's what happened. The kids were adopted out, and then they were told they can never apply for custody of those children ever again, even though they're the birth parents. So yeah, that's what I thought. And that's why Paul is in Brazil. If y'all don't realize, when they were asked to turn over the children to social services, Paul kept Pierre, which was the, I think the youngest son, for a few weeks after the date that social services said to return the children to them. And that's why he fled to Colombia. Wait, no, Brazil, because he now is being, the state is looking for him because that's a crime when you. When the state says to turn over the children, surrender the children, and your rights are being terminated and they're going to be given to someone else, and you don't, that is considered kidnapping. So that's why he's never come back to Pennsylvania, because when he arrives, he will be taken into custody for those kidnapping charges. Oh, Pierre is the oldest. Oh, he's the oldest. So, and he's the one that Paul, if this was all the way back in 2021, he's the
Like
one.
how, how do we get on this subject though?
Bad parents or
Okay,
bad mothers.
well,
bad mothers. Okay.
I left Karini off of the master class of how to be a bad mom, and then someone said, "Oh, you forgot Karini," and then we went down this rabbit. We went down this really deep rabbit hole. We're now at the center of the Earth's core of this rabbit hole of Paul and Karini, because that's literally what this is. We can go for hours and hours and hours just going down this insane rabbit hole of craziness with these two.
Okay, do you real quick, do you want to say hi to Lana and then end it?
Hey, yeah. Hey, Lana. Oh,
Okay.
and the Sean and Aaliyah thing, I just wanted to say I'm obsessed with Sean's mom. I think she looks amazing for her age. And I also think that we're going to get a really good season because Sean said tonight that he didn't tell any of his kids that he's marrying Aaliyah. And I know that that's going to be an issue because, you know, the way we saw Jordan react tonight with Mina, I think Sean being so wealthy and doing so well, his kids are expecting a huge payout when he leaves this planet. So I think that when they meet Aaliyah, it's going to be a pretty ugly situation.
True.
Oh yes. Hey guys.
Hey, Lana.
Hey,
Hey.
Lana. Hi, how's everybody doing?
Good. What's new?
Oh my goodness. What's not new, right?
Yeah.
You know, it's weird because the last 2 weeks that I have just getting ready to get on and listen to the show, some bullshit's going on around my house. Now, you guys know 2 weeks ago was that loud boom I heard.
Hey, what was that
Yeah.
loud boom?
Yeah, we never could figure it out.
Oh.
Some people on my Ring neighborhood thing were saying they seen this red streak come from the sky and hit the ground and boom. And then other people were saying, I think it was fireworks, or I think it was a grenade. You know, people had all these ideas of what the hell it was, and I still don't know what it was. It's crazy.
So with say for instance, you call the police. Because when something weird happens around here, we'll call the police and ask them, and sometimes they'll tell us, or they'll say we're responding to something. Nobody actually gave any word whatsoever of what it could have been.
No, but I did notice on the Ring, a lot of the people on the Ring were connected to the Fresno PD, and they were like, I'm on the website and they're not saying anything and I'm not hearing anything, but I
What?
do hear the helicopter going around, and you know, so no one really ever figured out what the hell that noise was, and it was loud. It was
Yeah.
scary. I would have believed the grenade part. I would have believed that. That's how loud it was.
Well, that makes it sound like a government conspiracy now, because at some point you have to release something, a
Right?
scene or something, right? Because every now and then weird stuff happens here. You know, I'm in Florida. Well, I have to take it back. All the time weird stuff happens here. But at some point, the police will eventually release something or tell you what's going on or
Right.
whatever.
And all they would say, like if you would go on the website on Facebook, the Fresno PD website, all it would say was stuff like, oh, we're getting reports that people heard a loud noise, you know, or a loud explosion type noise. And, you know, we will be investigating, you know, that type of thing. But then you don't hear another thing back. You know,
So
it's
there was there
crazy.
something was there something another crazy thing that happened?
Yes. And then just this past Friday show, where I was just getting comfortable, getting ready to get into it, I hear sirens and then I see lights. I mean, I can literally see them through my living room window. I can see the police lights. So by the time I get up to my front door to open it to see what the hell's going on, I see a guy on a motorcycle and he's running from the cops. So they're coming right through my neighborhood. They make a left in front of my house and they get to the main street there, and the motorcycle makes a right. The two cops behind him make a right. So next thing I know, I hear police helicopter, the whole works. So we have a thing here called Broadcastify, where you can go on and it's an instant scanner and you can hear the police what's going on. So instantly I went on there because I heard one of the police saying on the loudspeaker, oh no, he just went into the ditch. This fucking dude, when he turned the corner from my house and he was run, I mean, he was driving so fast. When he got to the next light, which is Shields, there's a ditch there on both sides of that street. And I don't know if he was trying to go up on the ditch bank to get away from the cops, but whatever he tried to do, he missed. So he ended up in the water.
What kind of body of water?
It's a ditch full of water. There, we have ditches that run all through Fresno, and they fill up around this time of year because of the snowpack up in the mountains. It comes down, and so we get all that water. And so the ditches are full right now. And I don't know if he was trying to just get away from the cops and thought he could drive the bank, but he missed and he ended up in the water. So I was listening to the Broadcastify, and they weren't finding that guy's body. Yeah.
Oh, so he went in the ditch and never came out.
Exactly.
Oh.
Like, I mean,
Yeah.
how deep is the ditch of water?
Oh, they're pretty deep and they have currents that run through them.
So is
So
it
that's
like a
why they
return? Like
always warn the homeless, you know, to stay away from them because they're so dangerous. They have currents that run through them and you can't get out because the sides of the ditch is all concrete. There's nothing to hold on to pull yourself out.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, we have retention ponds here that are so deep that people have driven off the road and into the pond, and their car went underneath, and they didn't find the car for years.
Exactly.
That's how deep they are.
Exactly. And it was so sad because there was somebody on our ring in the neighborhood, and the man kept saying, "What did the bike look like? Was it a guy? Who was it?" And I need to know because I'm looking for somebody, and I don't know if it was his son or what it was, but he sounded real frantic. And I was just and I just told him, I said, "Listen, dude, I go, just go on Broadcastify. And click on the Fresno area police." I go, and you'll hear everything just like we're hearing it.
That Broadcastify sounds like you need to record some audio for us.
Oh my God, that Broadcastify is something else. And it's free. So, and it's
No, but like,
easy.
can you like, do you can like, do you have to be local to where you are to listen to, or could I listen to Fresno Broadcastify?
You know what? I'm not sure. That's a good question because when I go on there, it'll just say, I always go to near me. So the closest one to me, and it'll pinpoint, and then it'll give me that department of police or fire
This a
or, you
police
know.
scan? It's a police scanner app, right?
It is. It's a police scanner app and it's free. And it shows like the maps of the different areas. So I know it covers a lot of places, a lot of areas.
Oh, and then Lana, what's your, and this is like off topic, but because this is all new to, and I'm totally being like a scatterbrain, but like, this was new to us, the miniature cows. Did you know about that?
You know what? I did know about that.
My grandma had one, and she lived in Madeira, which is a little town about 30 minutes from where I live. And grandma had a farm, and she had one. It was the cutest little thing I ever seen.
Was it a pet or was it dessert?
It was. It ended up being the pet because all the grandkids were like, "No, grandma, you can't kill that. You can't hurt that one." Because my grandma raised chickens and pigs and all of that just for the meat. It was all about the meat.
Okay, yeah. So this whole miniature. I like to pretend like I'm a know-it-all, but I'll admit the miniature cow thing was like a new one for me.
Yeah, they're really cute. They're so adorable.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to by Friday. I'll try to become a miniature cow expert.
But Lana didn't live in your grandmother's house. The miniature cow.
Oh no, she didn't let my grandma wouldn't even let dogs in her house. She was real strict about that. Her animals had to keep their asses outside.
Now, I'm gonna have to do research. Do miniature cows take miniature shits, or it's still like the same kind of size cow shit?
Oh, I'm sure it's big. If a big dog can have turds that I've seen, I'm sure that little cow is pretty big.
Yeah. I wonder if they do a compost pile.
Can you imagine if someone goes over to the mansion and they're like, "Damn, you got a shitty mansion." You know what I mean? This beautiful big home probably smells like shit.
Yeah. That's exactly the first place that my mind went.
Oh, I'm telling you. Woof. I could just imagine the smell just walking in the door.
True. So, Lana, what did you think of this whole Zoom experiment, aside from the trolls?
Yeah, oh, that troll stuff was crazy. I don't mind the Zoom, because like I was telling you, Shibuti, we do our Zoom meetings with my job, so I'm kind of used to Zoom. The only thing I miss is seeing everybody's faces.
You mean the avatars screen. Or what?
Yeah, everybody's avatars. That's the only thing I miss is because when I hear somebody talk or speak, it'll show me who's talking. So I don't know why I just focus on those.
The one thing though is like with the Twitter space, we kind of don't really notice the messages as they're coming in, as they're rolling in. So we kind of, because it's just not in our face. So everybody let's do it at the end. But with this, at least it kind of pops up as we're talking, and then we like to react live.
Yeah, and I like that, how it was just popping right up. So we were talking as you were talking, you know? So that was pretty cool. Because on Twitter, we would have to click on chats just to get to the chat to write our chat.
Yeah, because with Twitter, then it's like at the end when I'm reading all the chats, they're all different. It's not like the same topic.
It's all mishmash.
So that's why, but this one is more like live and what we're talking specifically. So
that's so true. And it sounds perfectly clear. I heard everybody perfectly clear tonight.
Yeah, no hiccups. Yeah, I want to get Captain Picard in here with like and Coco and stuff and see.
Yeah,
but I'm pretty sure it'll fix it. I think we would have good clear audio on here.
Yeah, because we always have like six hosts at our meeting. There's always at least six hosts that do all the talking.
True.
You know, so I think you guys should be fine.
Yeah, Pineapple Girl says this is way more interactive because we're like reading the chats live as they're coming in.
It's true. I do like that. I like that because as you were talking, I can see everybody's responses right away together.
Mm-hmm. Christy, just so you know, Christy says, but here there may be time limits as well. Well, no, I got the pro version, so there isn't like a time limit. The free one has a 40 minute time limit, but the pro one doesn't. So don't worry, we're not amateurs.
Oh shit. Well, my boss, they must have the pro because those meetings go forever and everybody's like, oh, sorry, you gotta go.
Yeah. Aria, George, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah,
okay. Cool. Oh, you changed your avatar?
Yeah, she said that we didn't have pictures, and I was like, oh, that's because I didn't sign in.
Oh, there he goes. I see George.
Either.
So, I signed in to my Zoom. Now you have my avatar.
Now when you talk, your avatar pops up.
See, I didn't sign into mine. I just went from the link that Shibuti sent me.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, so I got to sign into mine. That makes sense. That's why Shibuti kept flashing in his picture, and then a blank avatar would flash in after.
Yeah, we'll make sure our hosts have avatars. And then, we'll work on the settings and shit. So, but either way, I think it went pretty good.
Yes.
But, George, should we end it at this point?
I don't have anything else. If that's everything we wanted to cover.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's 1:07 a.m. on a school night, so.
Well, on a school night.
It's spring break here, but I ain't in school.
Yeah. True. Well, yeah, I have to work tomorrow, so.
Well, I had a good, calm Sunday, so I think it was all good. And then I got to listen to you guys at the end of it, so it was a good day.
Yeah, thank you, everyone, for listening. Pineapple Girl, you know how it is. She said, Shibuti ain't cheap.
Oh, I mean, yeah, that's true. He paid.
No, when it comes, I mean, when it comes to this, to these passions of mine, yeah, I can't skimp.
We bougie.
Yeah, it costs money to make money. And I'm playing. Anyway, true. All right, well, I guess we should end it at that point. Thank you, everyone, for 9 a.m. Fiance Fridays on a Sunday on a Zoom.
Bye, guys.
True. Bye, and, yeah, guys. Bye. And just one last thing. I have the ability to upload it quicker than normal. So hopefully, it depends on if I do it tonight or not, but I have the option now to do it immediately if I want to. So, I mean, to upload it on like Apple, Spotify's on me. Anyway. Okay. Well, I'm going to end it there. Thank you, everyone.
All right, guys.
Good night. Good night.
Good night.
Night.